Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just to clarify a little word, you know, this is not really a church meeting. This is a workshop meeting.
Amen.
And if this looks like a one-man speaker, it is. Because this is a workshop meeting. We're here to be helped and be trained. I do believe we have definitely been helped by this church. I know of a number of families that are now having family revival that were not having family revival before. I also know, including myself, I also know of a number that are having the telephone revival, although we had a better, higher rate than that, than I believe the family revival. We have a number now that are experiencing the telephone revival that were not before. So we have to praise the Lord. This will surely raise the life level. This will surely raise the life level in all the churches. Well, just to share a little bit about the matter of the life level. You know, for the Lord's testimony, this is what we have to have. We have to have the life level to be raised up. And also to for both the number's sake and
¿Ustedes tienen traducción allá? ¿Tienen la máquina? ¿No tienen nada? Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Anyway, the life level needs to come up in order for the numbers to increase and also for the testimony to shine. You know, the testimony shining is the spirit burning in us. You know, when people come in here, they should be able to tell this place is a little different. This is not a religious feeling here. There's something living here. There's something of a fragrance here. That's because the life level is up. When the life level is up, then we have the presence of the Lord. We have the expression of the Lord. And we have a base for the container for the Lord to add the increase. You know, the Lord adds the increase. And no matter how much we work, no matter how much we do this, how many contacts we make, if the life level is not high enough, we will not have a way to retain them. Even we may be able to bear fruit. But the Lord said that the Father is glorified when the fruit that we bear would remain. If the fruit that we bear remains, then the Father is glorified. He has no way to have a new one to add to the container to become His expression. If someone gets saved and then they just disappear, chances are that one will never be the expression of the Lord, not in this life. So we need a container. And this comes about. We're learning. This is the new way. This is the God-ordained way.
Amen.
We are learning what it means to be in this way.
Amen.
Let's look at a couple of verses here. It's on our sheet. We don't have to look anything up. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Completely.
Amen.
You know, there is a law of Christ in this age.
Right.
In the Old Testament age, there was the law.
Right.
But now we don't have the law anymore. Now we have the law of Christ.
Amen.
The law of Christ is the law of love.
Amen.
The law of love is the law of Christ. If you dwell in God, you dwell in love. God is love. You know, when we come together, I'll just give you my testimony of what's happened in our particular vital group. You know, it's getting bigger now.
Amen.
And because it's bigger, it's not as intimate. And we're thinking to subdivide it. The only problem is nobody wants to separate from anybody. This is the problem. This is what love does to you.
Amen.
You don't want to separate after a while. But anyway, we have to separate. Because the reason why is, we need to have a situation where you can have an intimacy. You know, we started in Bellevue to try this. We've had group meetings a long time. But when Brother Lee began to fellowship about vital groups, we wanted to be vital.
Amen.
So we began to meet and we began to fellowship. And we just in a small way, maybe 7 or 8 of us mostly to begin with. And we just got to know one another in a good way. And then some got courageous to open up a little deeper. And that got contagious. And the first thing you know, this one would open up a little deeper, and this one open up a little deeper, and this one open up a little deeper. And of course, we didn't have any answers. We're not psychiatrists. Even if we were, we wouldn't give psychiatrist answers. We're not there for that. We're there for the building up among us. So what we did was, we just would, you know, somebody would even sometimes pour out their heart pretty deep, deeper than I would want to open. And then we would all concentrate on that one and pray for that one. One by one, we prayed for this one.
Amen.
See, suppose Dave opens up to us and he pours himself out. And then I said, well, Dave, I don't have the answer, but I will pray for you.
Amen.
And then I just pray. Right there, I pray for him. Then the next one, the one sitting by me, he prays for Dave. And this one prays for Dave. If you're in a group meeting and 11 people pray for you, and you take 10 or 15 minutes just to pray for you, let me tell you, when it's over, you feel loved.
Amen.
You will feel loved. And you know, we have some things wrong with us that the Lord needs to get through. And we're superficial. And the Lord has a hard time getting through when we're superficial. But if we are willing to pray for one another, see, look here, bear one another's burdens. See, there's a burden. I have a burden right now. I was told something today that has very much burdened me. I was told something today after the meeting. And I've already shared it with two people. And now these two people are sharing this burden with me. And some others need to be told so that others can share this burden. This is the Lord's way. This is the Lord's way. Okay, now let's look at this here. Therefore, confess your sins, the one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. When you open up, and the saints in turn pray for you, let me assure you, there's a healing that takes place.
Amen.
This is one real good verse that you find in the book of James. There's not a lot in James that's worth this very much, but this is a terrific verse. We've experienced this. And then it says, the petition of a righteous man avails much in its working. You know, the things that we need, the Lord needs to touch us. He needs to touch us in some areas. And if we are in a small enough group, that we can be frank with one another and be genuine with one another and be real with one another, how we really feel. Of course, you have to trust that person also. You have to trust that person. There has to be a sense of sensation of confidentiality that you're going to keep this. And even in a group meeting, I would say, be careful. Don't open up everything. You know what I mean? You have to be wise. But you might even with one or two persons from that group meeting. Sometimes even one or two or three other than the group meeting itself can pray. And the Lord has a way to get through in us in some things. And the Lord also has a way to heal us. To heal us. And a building takes place that it can't happen by yourself. I'm telling you, the prayer by yourself has its limitations. Why? Because the Lord loves the house.
Amen.
The Lord loves the house. I've really found this out. You know, I'm having this morning revival with Ron Brown. We haven't been doing it too long. Just before Samuel came here to start the morning revival part, we'd started. But I'm telling you, just that contact with another brother, just something, somehow the Lord comes in and He comes in quickly. Just in 5 minutes, we can lay hold of the Lord and be refreshed and revived. Why? Because the Lord honors the house. Two members of the house come together. Two or three or four members come together. The Lord is there in their midst.
Amen.
Right away, the Lord is in their midst. And you will be revived. Because the Lord honors this kind of thing more than you're calling on the Lord. You know, I've gotten by myself and called on the Lord for 15 minutes and gotten drunk. You know what I mean? You can do that. But I tell you, if you're with a brother, when you touch the Lord, or with two brothers, or the sisters, even a conference call, something like this, the Lord comes in.
Amen.
The Lord comes in right away.
Amen.
Anyway, this is something that we need. This is something that we need. And we need to pray also for God's economy. But once we are built together, then we can pray for any and everything. See, we didn't have any new ones in mind at all. But we begin to pray for the new ones. We begin for the Lord to give us some new ones. We didn't have any new ones in mind. And a lot of times when we get in a state where we haven't borne fruit for a long time, well, we don't even want to talk about new ones. Don't want to pray about new ones. Don't want to have nothing to do with new ones. Just forget about it. Let's bury that thought. But actually, if you are having some building, you can begin to pray for new ones. You don't have to pray for a specific new one. Just pray for new ones. I guarantee you, within that 1 week, somebody would have made a contact and come back and give you a report. Now you've got a hot one on the line. We had this happen to us a lot in Bellevue, where a hot one was on the line after we prayed this way. Then we had a specific name to pray for. Still, we might pray in general for some more new ones. But now we've got this new one. And then pretty soon we have this new one. And then pretty soon we have this new one. We may have four or five or six new ones. Then eventually we have one of those new ones in the meeting with us.
Amen.
Then pretty soon, another thing is in this bearing of fruit, in this way of prayer, group prayer, it's not one person doing all the fruit bearing. You know, when we started knocking on the doors over here, the brothers know, I just went crazy with the door knocking. Myself and Roth were taking the lead in Bellevue, and we just knocked on the doors. I mean, in a short time, the church in Bellevue had about almost 70 baptized ones. Just two or three weeks. And most of them were mine and Roth's team. But anyway, even some others from the other team. But you know what? In those days, of course, it was laboratory. So we didn't bring them to the meeting. And we didn't, you know, we kept them. And I had a home meeting every night. Every night I had a home meeting. And I was going and I was taking care of a new one. A new home meeting. You know what I mean? New fruit home meeting. I lost all of them. I didn't get one remaining fruit. Not one. You know how many I had. You know, I was giving these reports to you brothers in Seattle here.
Amen.
I was going every night. Roth was going every night. He didn't get one. We bore a lot of fruit, but we didn't bear any remaining fruit. Because the remaining fruit has to be born in a corporate way.
Amen.
So we begin to do it in a corporate way.
Yes.
See, when the building takes place in the vital group meeting, and then there's a certain one that comes to pray for, then the whole group brings the one in.
Amen.
You may be the one who makes the contact, but the group is the one who brings him in.
Amen.
The group
Amen.
Brings him in with a group prayer, and the group brings him in with a group care.
Yes.
The group care and the group prayer will bear the remaining fruit. See, we've gone from 80 to like 110, to up to 135, to 155, to 180, up to 200 in Bellevue. All in about the last 3.5 years. This kind of way. This is remaining fruit. We discovered how. It's not you by yourself. You can't bear remaining fruit. You may bear the fruit, but it's not going to remain. A vine is a vine. And all the branches come off like this. They all come off, but they're all together. See? Then they bear clusters of grapes. You know what the clusters of grapes are? The clusters of grapes are things like love and joy and peace and patience and long-suffering. This is the fruit of the Spirit that's born in Galatians 5. But if the vine is healthy, you know what it does? Then it grows on out and extends a little further. And new branches are added. That's the other kind of fruit bearing. There's two kinds.
Amen.
One is the fruit bearing from the inside.
Amen.
And one is the addition of the numbers outside.
Amen.
You can't have one without the other.
Amen.
And if you try to do one without the inward, if you try to do the outward without the inward, the most you will do is get them saved. Billy Graham does that by the thousands. But where's the testimony from that kind of ministry?
Amen.
I don't despise that. But that's not what the Lord wants.
Amen.
The Lord wants a testimony. So you have to have remaining fruit to have a testimony.
Amen.
So anyway, praise the Lord for group prayer.
Amen.
That's about all I got.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
In the past 3 times of worship meeting, that we help that so we can build up a family revival time. We hope that we can build that morning revival by telephone. For what purpose? To raise up the life level of the brothers and sisters. To raise up the life level of the church. Then that we can have a large capacity to preserve more remaining food. Last Monday evening, one couple said to me, he said that at their house, singing together, pray together,
amen,
something happened.
Amen.
The aroma of the barbecue, of their singing and praying, prayer, to their neighbor. Their neighbor were attracted by this aroma and knock on their door, hoping that they can join with their enjoyment. And then what happened? And that Saturday evening through meeting, this neighbor came, joined their meeting. What happened? Amen. Sweet soul of life. Brothers and sisters, we treasure this sweet soul of life. In our family life, in our daily life. About 10 months ago, about 1 year ago, Bradley was in Anaheim. He had a burden to practice God's ordained way. He find out our need is for the vital group. And the faith of the vital group is much and thorough prayer. Much and the thorough prayer. In the past several years, we try to find out whether maybe we can have some shortcut, a quick one, then the church can grow up like mushroom. No way, no way. No shortcut, only one way. Much and thorough prayer. Why? We need to encourage brother and sister to have morning revival time. What? We gather together, we sing together, pray together. It's a kind of prayer in our family life. What we hope? We are everyone of us. We are morning revival by carnival. We call upon the name of the Lord. We pray, we pray, we intercede, we pray. All these 5 steps are what? Pray. Much and thorough prayer. Amen. More and more I know the only thing that can increase the life level is much and the thorough prayer. First, we need to be a vital person. By what? By much and the thorough prayer. And then, in our group, surely we will have burden to invite 2 or 3 or 4 brothers. Oh, frequently, we come together to pray. In order that we can be praying together more, to pray for the brother and sister in our group, to pray that the Lord has a full way up. Oh, brother and sister, to pray, to pray, to pray. Much more prayer. Not only we have personal prayer, family prayer, we need our group prayer. Amen. 1 year ago, we 12 brothers came from Taiwan to visit a church in Moscow and St. Petersburg. At that time, I got big help from Brother John Brooks Fellowship. At that time, he shared something concerning some brothers here. Take on the burden to pray. Not just 1 day, 1 month, 1 year. And through that much and the thorough prayer, the Lord opened the door of Russia for his recovery. Amen. I treasure that fellowship very much. It's possible, John?
You share
it again. Several brothers pray one accord early in the morning, right? And pray for the situation of Russia. And then things happen. This and that. Amen.
Well, I think a number of brothers remember, because most of us were working, we had to gather rather early. Sometimes
at
5:30 we would come together. We had to go. We met about 4 times a week, starting in around 1982.
Oh.
And if you remember, the things didn't really begin outwardly seeming to happen until about 1990. But the brothers continued praying pretty much steadily this whole period of time.
Amen.
And we began to realize the Lord had a real burden along this line.
Amen.
But anything the Lord really wants to do takes some time.
Right.
In fact, I was just touched. I was just reading yesterday a book about the Welsh Revival. And I think a number of us have heard about that tremendous outpouring of the Spirit that took place in Wales in 1904. Well, I had never read that much about it. This was a testimony of Evan Roberts. And a number of the ones who were primarily used had been praying almost 15 years for the Spirit outpouring before that occurred. Anyway, I think it's a strong confirmation that whatever the Lord wants to do, in a genuine way, the foundation will be very spiritual. The foundation will be people who have been laying up, praying back the will of the heavens, from the earth back to the heavens. Open up the way for the Lord to perform His
Can you share something what happened when you pray and the political situation of Russia?
We had a number of very definite kind of answers to prayer. Remember one time we were praying quite strongly, one night related to some very governmental prayer, that the Lord would remove evil men and the next day President died. And that began a kind of sequence of events that eventually led to Gorbachev coming into power, who eventually opened up the way for Eastern Europe to leave, and then eventually the coup took place, and the whole thing got opened up as a result of his policies. But the thing that was very striking was, when you really touch the throne, there is a sense inside. You may not see anything happening outwardly for some period of time. But many times when we would pray, we would just touch the throne. My highest memories and enjoyment of fellowship with the Lord has often been in this sphere of the intercession for the Lord.
Amen.
You would just tap into a burden that was there.
Amen.
And eventually we discovered this burden was really something in the body.
Amen.
Even there were other believers in different situations, like Brother Andrew, many of you have heard of him. They actually began praying in 1983 for the overthrow of communism. For years they prayed this way. Anyway, we touched the Lord's heart, and there was a real release. I remember, again, another time, this must have been about 4:30 in the morning one time, Joe was going into St. Petersburg. This was in 1985, I believe. And we knew what time the brothers were going through, so a number of us gathered together about 4:30 in the morning. We prayed for about 3 hours. And out of that prayer came the desire, Lord, raise up the church in Moscow.
Amen.
That was in 1985.
Amen.
And of course, it took a little while to see the fulfillment of that verdict. But there was strong senses within related to the Lord's feeling about certain things. Even we'd be praying, and all of a sudden the brother would just hit something. Some burden, some intercession, some kind of flow. And you realize you touched the throne.
Amen.
And of course, as we began to pray, outwardly we didn't see much for a long time. But the inward supply was so strong, we knew this was the Lord's burden.
Amen.
And then many of us have experienced the same thing related to relatives, related to friends. I think we've all heard the testimony of George Mueller, who prayed for that one brother over 50 years. Even he wasn't saved in his own lifetime. He got saved after George Mueller died. But he was so faithful to continue bearing the Lord's burden for him.
Amen.
In fact, I remember just reading recently another testimony of someone who was praying for someone, I believe it might have been for an unsaved spouse. And this spouse got deathly ill. And the sister told the Lord, Lord, you can't take it. You haven't answered my prayer yet to save my husband. And the Lord came in a kind of miraculous way to heal the man, and eventually he got saved fairly shortly thereafter.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our mingled spirits, right?
Amen.
We touch the mingled spirits, especially if we touch the mingled spirits together. In my experience in relation to this matter of prayer, there's no ability to be faithful and to persevere, which are the primary characteristics the Lord requires for answering prayer.
Right.
You know, if you look at the parables He gives, it's a matter of the unjust judge. It was the widow's persistence that eventually brought the answer. And at the end of that one, the Lord said, will he find faith when he comes to you? My experience is that perseverance and that kind of faithfulness only comes in with the body.
Right.
It's only when I'm covenanted together with some brothers to pray that kind of perseverance can take place.
Right.
That's why if we come together in our Bible groups, this is the environment where the burdens that we have can be prayed all the way through.
Amen.
Let me share another experience I had. There were two other brothers, Fred Evans and Marshall Hines. We had a real burden our last year at school. The church as a whole was passing, all the churches in the state were passing through a very difficult period. And we had a sense that the sisters' intercession at that time was not so strong because of some of the confusion going on. We felt like we had to fill in the gap. So we came together for 14 months for an hour to an hour and a half every morning here at the hall. I think we missed about 2 days in 14 months. And we prayed, I remember watching case after case of salvation. Trev's mom is a prime example. Pray them out of, they're in a situation that's binding them and preventing them from receiving the gospel. So we prayed to destroy that situation to release them. Then we prayed them into the gospel. Then we prayed them into the meeting. Then we prayed them into the growth of life. Then we prayed them into consecration. And over that period of time, we watched as we prayed faithfully, step by step. The Lord was able to bring people on in a very definite, specific, concrete kind of way.
Yeah.
We praise the Lord for the group prayer and the Bible group.
Amen.
We come together in this way, we can see God move and fulfill His economy as we covenant together and support one another in these burdens.
May the Lord raise up our brethren. Our brethren to pray. Not only the personal prayer, but we pray with some brother and sister in our group. Brother John shared is the best pattern of our group prayer. Several brothers rose up early in the morning, every day, to pray. By this, bringing the door widely open for the Lord to move in Russia. And when we gather together, how can we pray? There is a practical example in the Bible, in Acts 4, verse 24. This what happened after Peter and John was prisoned by the Sanhedrin, and after they released, they went to the place, the place which brothers and sisters were there. And they, when they heard what took place on them, their response is to pray. Amen. How they pray, we can read Acts 4, verse 24. Amen. How about we read this verse? Amen. And when
they heard this, they lifted up their voice with one accord to God and said,
Lord, Master, you are.
And then, second part, prayer reading. How can I do? Okay, continue to read. Verse 25 and 26.
Amen.
Amen.
Who through the Holy Spirit
and
through the
heart
of our Father and the people behind the same name,
the King of the earth. And the whole verse of 26 is what? It's a direct quotation from the following 2 and 1. Direct quotation of the word of God, the context of our prayer to God. What is this?
This is prayer.
To pray. When read. Verse 27. 27.
Amen.
Let's read.
Amen.
For truly in this city they were gathered against the holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel.
Amen. 28. To do
you by your hand and your counsel prevailed in the same way.
Amen. So verse 27 and 28 is what? If they apply the word of God in their specific situation. In the verse 26, it says, the kings of the earth and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ in the word of God. And they apply the word of God into their practical specific situation. It's what?
Amen.
Oh, in the city, they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, right, whom you anointed, both Herod and the Pontius Pilate,
right,
the Gentiles and the people of Israel. Amen. This is what? Apply the word of God into their practical situation.
Right.
Applying!
Right.
Applying the living promise of God,
right,
into the practical situation.
Amen.
Amen. Of the word of God.
Amen.
And then we read verse 37. And when they had so before.
Amen.
Let's read it together.
Verse
31.
And when they had so before, the place in which they were gathered was shaken.
And that
they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak the word.
They began to speak the word of God with boldness. They proclaimed the word of God.
Amen.
So, how we get together to pray? We can summarize into four simple steps. First, praising. Second, prayer reading. The third, applying. The fourth, proclaiming.
Amen.
Sometimes we pray. If we can start our prayer with praising, wow, our prayer will be changed. And if we can continue by prayer reading, use the word of God to pray, then our prayer will be full of content. And if we can apply the word of God into our practical situation, brother and sister, then we can have our genuine interceding.
Amen.
The interceding, not from our viewpoint, but intercede according to God's viewpoint. And like that, if we can proclaim the word of God, wow, then we all be filled by Spirit.
Amen.
Then we will be a strong confirmation of our group prayer. Okay, how about now we repeat this 4 points? Okay, try to memorize it. First,
pray.
Second,
pray.
The third,
apply.
Right, four,
proclaim.
Amen. Pray.
Pray. Apply. Proclaim.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now we invite the brothers in one group to come forward to make a demonstration for us for this 4 steps.
Amen.
Praying, prayer reading, applying, and proclaiming.
Amen.
Amen. How about the brothers in Linwood group? Linwood.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Come forward.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can pray someone louder.
Amen.
Okay. Here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
According to the procedure, how about you repeat
hit this four steps again. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Praising.
Amen.
Praising.
Amen.
Applying.
Amen.
Proclaiming.
portion.
Amen.
Take our portion.
Amen.
Don't we declare we have a portion?
Amen.
The world is not our portion.
Amen.
Solomon says that Christ is our portion.
Amen.
Hallelujah, brothers.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now we can't
proclaim it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am so happy tonight.
Amen.
That it is not my viewpoint.
Amen.
That comes according to my natural man.
Amen.
It is the Father's viewpoint.
Amen.
Fully qualified.
Amen.
For to possess this Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And assure your life.
Amen.
We are fully qualified.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we're qualified.
Amen.
Oh, Josh is qualified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John's qualified.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So when they're qualified,
amen,
they're share of the portion.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we declare the truth.
Amen.
Ones are qualified.
Amen.
They have no lack.
Right.
They have everything they need.
Amen.
Take the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Accept Him in full.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of you are qualified.
Amen.
Not only the young ones, but the older ones.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Very good.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.